Now, verse 22. Oh, verse 21. And they shall pass through it, hardly bestead and hungry. And it shall come to pass that when they shall be hungry, they shall fret themselves and curse their king and their God and look up, shaking their fist. Full-blown AIDS. Seeking demons. And Revelation ends with the earth army along allied with Satan's army and the stars from outer space to make war against Jesus. Full-blown AIDS. And they shall look unto the earth, and behold, trouble and darkness, dimness of anguish, and they shall be driven to darkness. Now, that sounds just like present day. Now, Psalms 2. He has a plan for everything that can go wrong. And he knows what he's doing. And people are deciding one way or another. And the Lord has a remedy for whatever happens. It's not taking them by surprise. In the 80s, when I read the book of Revelation, I said, for this to happen, it's got to be some evil people. And in those days, it was a lot of good people. There was still a lot of Christian people voting in good people, which was some were corrupt. They just hid their ways. But there was a lot of innocence. I remember revival meetings where it was just off the chain. It was good. Now, and people had a heart for God. But there were always those who hated him. Psalm 2. It says, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will decree the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son. This day I have begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings, be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear. Rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and ye perish from the way. When his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are they that put their trust in him. You know, I said that earlier that the proud are different. Their logic is backwards. The way they think, they can't appreciate. If a proud person is married to a person that loves God, they cannot appreciate that person no matter what they do. And the deeper they get in pride, the more they're going to want to be away from them. They're driven to darkness. I'm using marriage because that's the most holy relationship other than God and man. Twin brothers, one loves God, one loves pride. They're going to be separate. God put enmity, the divider put enmity between his seed and Satan's seed. And, you know, people try to make a message to that everybody can agree on. No. Sometimes I've seen the Lord do surgery. When God do surgery, let him do it. Whoever he cut out of your life, let him be cut out of your life. You got promoted when he did. No matter who it is. A good church. If he cut a bad church out of your life and give you a good church, you got promoted. When I first came to the church, to Victory, where I go, the first time I went there, the Lord told me, point blank, he said, everybody that come to this church got promoted. You can't make this stuff up. God loves his people. And he always will. Sincerity is, and I've seen a lot of blessings, a lot of people blessed. And people grow in that atmosphere. Now, the waters that go softly, they don't always look as good as the raging waters. From, if you know what to look for, they do. But a common person can easily get caught up in the riffraff. A lot of times people discount people who love God. But I've had the best conversations with just everyday people that love God. I've had the revelation is, you know, they pull it out of you. Even this Sunday, Pastor said, when the ladies of Lee came, he said, it's been a long time since people pulled from him like that. People that just want to know God will pull from you. And all the people like that, that's who I like to talk to, because they are here. Through this broadcast, people will hear. Now, the way it works, the Lord told me to do this, and he sends people to it. So I believe him for that. I pray for it. I still pray, even though he told me that that's the way it works, I pray for it all the time. So even when he came to me and wanted me to pray for something for myself, I said, well, Lord, bless more people to hear that you know would benefit from the website. Anybody I can help all over the world, because the pastor told me to think big. And I think big. You know, I had to learn to think big. I received that word so I could think big. And the Lord stopped me. He said, no, I want you to pray for something for you. I said, well, Lord, you know I want the Mustang. He said, all right. But it's just the first instinct. I pray for this website. I believe that God has people coming on there every day. Sometimes he say thousands of people are listening to that. I love God. I love his word. I don't doubt what he can do. And if you question whether God is motivated, just read the book of Jonah. He wanted to save those lousy Ninevites, but he knew they would repent and come back to, you know, God don't want to judge the wicked. I don't want to see people get judged, because when you do, it changes you. You'll grow some height when things like that happen. My daddy was a World War II veteran, and I could tell by his demeanor and the way he carried himself, he saw a lot of problems. And he acted like he saw a lot of problems. He was a quiet man. He carried a gun everywhere he went. And he took God's word very seriously. If there was no war, I don't know how he would have been, but he acted very sober in my opinion. Was he perfect? No, he was not perfect, but he was a blessing. And I believe he qualifies as one of a thousand. But I love him, and I learned a lot from him just by watching him. He didn't really talk much. He talked. I didn't get to know him good till I was grown. But I knew of him. I knew him. I mean, we watched cowboy shows together and laughed at the TV together. He wasn't the kind that teach you everything. I learned from him by example. But I gave him a pass on that because his parents got killed when he was 5. So I think he just kind of sheltered his children a little bit. But I love him. People are not perfect, but you got to watch for the genuine things of God in people. And he carried himself he was a man's man, and he carried himself like a man of God. The waters that go softly. You know, that's the loving Jesus for who he is. Loving others with the same love that God loves you with. That's the key. Now, I'm out of time. I went over. We're going to have to do a part 2. But till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.